Page 78. The Jane Austen Society of Pakistan.
Really?
You've married Mr. Darcy?
Monica, yeah. I have.
Oh my God, you guys.
In a way.
I'm Laleen Sukera. I'm the founder of the Jane Austen Society of Pakistan. It started off as a Facebook page, and then we had a dress-up tea, super eccentric, super quirky, and it was just so much fun, there was no looking back.
So hands folded in front is a very Regency pose,
okay.
Ladies. Let's do one of their hands clasped in the front.
Ladies in waiting.
We discuss things and we analyze things. We draw parallels to our own lives and the society around us. And we see Mr. Collins and Mr. Elton. We see Mr. Wickham and Willoughby. We don't really see Mr. Darcy very much. We would love to.
For Lizzie, overcoming prejudice in her life was the biggest hurdle that she overcame.
Yeah, it's very easy for us, in the Commonwealth and with our post-colonial legacy to sort of draw parallels between the Regency era 200 years ago and our society here in South Asia right now. And it's always very amusing and entertaining, but then there's a dark side to it as well. I mean, the misogyny and the hypocrisy and keeping up appearances.
Oh, I'm also married to Mr. Bennet.
Dark and
rude. Oh, yes, okay. Oh.
Mr. Darcy.
Sometimes he may become Mr. Collins too.
Ooh.
That's
very interesting.
On a dance floor.
We still have a lot of similarities with 200 years ago England. And that's basically, especially for women, our sphere is limited. The power we have over our own lives is limited. Our financial independence is limited. Do I need to go on more? Marriage Mart, it's the same here. It's over a tea trolley. Literally, the girl is expected to pour tea as the in-laws are sitting. And how she pours the tea and how she hands the cups and all of those things are very, she has to be demure. She has to be domestic. That's Regency England, isn't it?
That's why she's so popular in Pakistan. It's a comfort to read Austen, I think. I think that's how I would describe it. It is like the greatest comfort to lose yourself in Austen's works.
One, two, three, go. One, two, three, four, hand, two, three, four. Switch, two, three, four, and stop, two, three, four, and then curtsy again.
Copyright BBC.